Out in the car talking, I suddenly wondered who the hell it was we were trying to fool. 'Cause you were the first one I ever wanted, and it's you I come home to at the end of every day, like a mother sucking baby, demanding and so helpless. A little old balding man, all wrinkles and bulging eyes.
Tom Robinson Band. And War Baby. Featuring the Nostalgia Trail on the program this bank holiday Monday afternoon. And we're into 1963.
Sunshine Radio.
And that's Jerry and the Pacemakers. The Merseybeat era began with a vengeance when that disc, the first by Brian Epstein's second major managerial signing, followed the Beatles' Please Please Me into the higher reaches of the chart. Jerry and the Pacemakers were easily Liverpool's second favourite group, and for a few months during 1963, their national popularity rivaled that of McCartney and Friends. Much was made, for instance, of their making number one with their first three releases, I Like It and You'll Never Walk Alone being the other two. As for How Do You Do It, the song had a most curious history. Having been recorded by the Beatles themselves as a possible follow-up to Love Me Do and then rejected as unsuitable, their version was used by Jerry Marsden and colleagues as a demo for their own recording. 23 minutes after 4 o'clock on Sunshine, good afternoon. Here's Tina Turner, What's Love Gotta Do With It? This is going out to, here's a cryptic one, with the two loving brothers from the two loving friends in Knighton.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love chin to look dazed. I read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that did. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Turner, what's love gonna do with it? And back to the nostalgia trail and 1964.
Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your love away. For you might need it someday. I love you. Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your love away. Oh, you might need it someday. Lovers of today, just throw their dreams away and play at love. They give their love away to anyone who say I love you. Go out and have your fun. You better have your fun with anyone. But don't throw your love away. Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your love away.
We're up to 1964 in the Nostalgia Trail on this Monday afternoon. And they had the Searchers, Don't Throw Your Love Away. All the Liverpool groups that cut their teeth on American rhythm and blues hits, and most of them, when it came to choosing a song to record, went back to their old dance hall and beat club repertoire. The Searchers, already well established by 1964 with hits like Sweets for My Sweets, A Drifter's Song, and Needles and Pins, which was by Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher fame, chose a flip side by the Orlons as their fifth release and achieved their third number one. Creatively, they were one of the very best Merseybeat outfits and were a prime influence on the development of folk rock sound adopted by the Byrds in America during 1965. The harmonies and rich guitar sound of the Byrds' Mr. Tambourine Man is pure Searchers, and in retrospect, it's sad that they proved unable to capitalize on a style they helped to crystallize. After fading out in the mid-1960s, the Searchers made a well-received comeback album in 1979. It's 29 minutes after 4 on Sunshine Radio. Here's Gary Glitter, bringing us more or less back up to date comparatively anyway, from the 70s this one. And this one goes out especially to right-handed Angie and sexy Sasha as well. And I love you, love me, love, or words to that effect. Stay tuned, the Nostalgia Trail continues. Glitter. I love you, love me, love. That's for right-handed Angie and sexy Sasha.
Sunshine playing all over Stokes and Millbrook.
Hello, hello, hello. What are you up to then?
Oh, hello, officer. We're just replacing these rotten windows and old boardings with these swish UPVC windows and claddings.
A likely story. Where are you from?
Home improvements. We supply the trade and retail customers with claddings, mastics, fixings, all at very good discounts. We can even deliver if you want.
Homewell Home Improvements, eh?
Yeah, that's right. We do council work, home extensions, porches, in fact, almost everything to do with home improvements.
Homewell Home Improvements on Hereford 272334. That's 272334 or Worcester 24041. That's 24041. for second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, come to The Auto Breakers in Ludlow at Mitre Yard opposite the Bridge Inn. Ludlow Auto Breakers have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. Whether it's an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers is the place to go. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, then they'll take it off the vehicle for you. And if you buy tyres from Ludlow Auto Breakers, they'll even fit them free of charge. They give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs, and also offer a free collection service. Whatever you need for your car or light commercial, phone Horace or John on Ludlow 4669, 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Corb Street, just opposite the Bridge Inn. And remember, they're open 7 days a week. You too can advertise your product or service on Sunshine. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
If you're over 25 and planning a party, get-together, anniversary to celebrate, or whatever, you need music for your party. Hire me, Rob Yarnold, with my Old Gold Roadshow. It's music with a difference, all night long. It's Oldies. Phone Wichenford 700 for full details during office hours. Wichenford 700 for Rob Yarnold's Old Gold.
Yeah, well, of course, whenever we're down this way, me and Stan had always listened to Rob Yarnold's Old Gold.
Sunshine, playing all overnight now.
And indeed, on the nostalgia trail in 1964, with the country in the grip of Merseybeats, well, the London bands were fighting back a bit, and were fighting away against that smooth melodic sound and the balladeers who were around, with bands like the Rolling Stones. It's all over now. Controversy continued to stalk the Stones during 1964. To parents and teachers, they represented the unacceptable face of pop music. In contrast to the wholesome public image of the Beatles, Mick Jagger pontificated on sex before marriage to anyone who would listen. Riots broke out at Stones concerts in Blackpool and Paris. Magistrates condemned them for leading youth astray. And restaurants, nightclubs and hotels refused them admission for not wearing ties. In the midst of it all, the band continued to make great music and to take America by storm. Jagger, too, was perfecting his outrageous, prancing stage routine that would eventually become the most imitated act in rock. We're continuing on the nostalgia trail after we hear from Laura Branigan and Self Control. Again, and a little bit of self-control. If the Rolling Stones sent army majors rushing for their pens to write letters of protest, the Pretty Things had them reaching for their guns. Their music was extraordinarily wild and heavy for its time, somewhat akin to the 1980s heavy metal, and their scruffy, beer-swilling, riot-provoking image was too much for many to take even in the anything-goes atmosphere of the mid-1960s. Don't Bring Me Down, banned in the States on the grounds of sexual ambiguity, brought them their biggest hit. Thanks largely to a string of outrageous, but quite hilarious, TV appearances. Texas. Their public persona disguised their real abilities as musicians, and it wasn't until 1968, after the initial fuss had died down, that they began to produce music that reflected their true worth. And here they are, 1964, The Pretty Things, Don't Bring Me Down.
Just wanna roll, I tell you man, don't wanna hold. I want around, be off the ground. I need to go from town to town. I say I think this life is grand. Say I dig it man, don't bring me down man. Don't bring me down. I met this shit other day, and then to me, she said she'd stay. I got this bad, just like a cave. And we had a little rain, and then I beat her on the ground. My head is spinning round. Don't bring me down. Don't bring. Someone new, and then to him I won't return. I had a bird and felt the pain. I even back a wailing rain. But until then I said I am a D.I.D. and man, don't bring me down. Don't bring me down.
Don't bring me down. 1964, The Pretty Things, and they are anything but. And Don't Bring Me Down. This is the Electric Light Orchestra. Going out especially to Airbag. Sorry we didn't have the Diary of Horace Swim. How about some secret messages instead? Electric Light Orchestra. Secret Messages for Airbag. Some choice names around here, haven't they? Well, in 1965, the Americans were getting a bit of a chance to get their nose into the charts. And the Byrds came along. They were pioneers of the revolutionary blend of styles known as folk rock, a matching of California beats, the melody and lyricism of folk music. They virtually launched a style with their seminal 1965 release, Mr. Tambourine Man, and were a major influence on Bob Dylan's decision to leave the folk world behind and begin recording and performing with rock accompaniments. All I Really Want to Do, like Mr. Tambourine Man, was itself a Dylan song, and both records proved so influential that, by the end of the year, everyone from the Turtles to Ella Fitzgerald was singing Dylan compositions. And Cher also recorded a hit version of the song. But here it is, how it should be done. The Byrds, All I Really Want to Do.
Compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy, or crucify you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you, or apathy you, drag you down or bring you down, shame you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you.
As the Byrds, All I Really Want to Do, 1965. Stick around. We'll be continuing the nostalgia trail in a moment.
Sunshine, playing all over Kingdom.
What's the quickest way from A to B? A new B registration car from Bengris of Leinster, of course. If you've a used car up to 21 years old, then there's a great deal waiting for you now at Bengris of Leinster. Bengris for new Peugeot, Talbot and Vauxhall Opel cars. You must be there. Speak to Colin Jones on Leinster 2337. That's 2337. Quality used cars. Petrol 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. We hire cars as well at Bengris of Leinster. Remember, Bengris is the only place to be.
They've arrived. They're here. Limes and Associates are now open at 10 High Street, Ludlow, your local financial planning center. Are you buying or moving house? Are you making the most of your savings? Are you aware of all the tax advantages available to you? Give us a ring on Ludlow 4290 or call in and see us for that confidential and personal chat on your life assurance, mortgage, savings and retirement arrangements. Talk to Limes and Associates, 10 High Street, Ludlow. Telephone 4290. You'll be glad you did. The Country Fryer. The Country Fryer at Bucknell isn't a bloke. No, it's a tasty, mouth-watering takeaway hot food establishment run by Sue. And this is how it works. You pick up your telephone, dial Bucknell 210, give Sue your order, she cooks it, and you arrive a few minutes later to collect. The Country Fryer is bang in the center of downtown Bucknell and offers such treats as pizzas, fish and chips, chicken, scampi, steak, and there's steak and chips and side salad for only £1.60. Sue said it's excellent value, and she's right. The Country Fryer at Bucknell is open every day except Sunday and Monday. The hours are 12 till 2 and 5.30 till 10 at night, with late nights Friday and Saturday. Sue's Country Fryer at Bucknell. Telephone Bucknell 210. That's Bucknell 210.
Take the whole family for a super day out with Primrose Motors. You'll find super destinations and cheap fares. Some children's fares are as low as £1. They go to London every Saturday and Barry Island every Tuesday. So enjoy a day out with Primrose Motors, your local coach company giving great value and friendly service. Phone Primrose Motors on Leinster 2271. And here are some excursions not to miss.
On this Wednesday, a day out in the Potteries taking in Trentham Gardens, and on Thursday the 30th of August, Aberystwyth and Bourne. All with Primrose Motors on Leinster 2271.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take race and tell me.
1965, Barry Maguire.
You don't believe we're on the eve of...
And the eve of destruction. Maguire was a one-time singer with the New Christy Minstrels. Remember them with their Three Wheels on My Wagon and Green Green? He found brief notoriety with this Bob Dylan-inspired protest song written by 16-year-old P.F. Sloan. Eve of Destruction was an anti-war broadside that sparked off the protest craze of 1965. Suddenly, every artist in sight was donning hippie clothes and complaining about the government, often in a manner that would have made Dylan himself squirm. The disc was banned by the Light program, but the fast-proliferating pirate radio stations scattered around Britain's east coast loved it and plugged it mercilessly. Taking us up to news time now, here's Black Lace Agadoo. This is for Lewis the Skimpy, Gaswork John and Girlie Scarps.
Agadoo, do, 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 push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, do, do, push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing with a hula melody. I met
met a hula mistress somewhere in Waikiki. Well, she was selling pineapple, playing ukulele. And when I went to the girl, come on and teach me to sway, she laughed and whispered to me, yes, come tonight to the bay. The lovely beach in the sky, the moon of Kauai, around Calypso surround, we'll all be singing this song. Up and down and to the knees, come and dance every night, sing the hula melody. I got to do, do, push pineapple, shake the tree. I got to do, do, push pineapple, drink coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees, come and dance every night, sing with the hula melody.
Seventeen kilohertz, 299 meters. The news on Sunshine.
The Essex policeman shot at Frinton-on-Sea last week has died in hospital. PC Brian Bishop, known to his friends as Billy, died of head injuries. A murder investigation has begun. Antonia Higgs reports.
PC Bishop was shot in the head during a police stakeout which followed two raids on post offices in Walton-on-the-Naze and Frinton on Wednesday. He was taken to London for an emergency operation, but throughout the weekend his condition deteriorated and he died shortly before 2 o'clock this afternoon without ever regaining full consciousness. The Chief Constable of Essex, Robert Bunyard, has issued a statement describing the 37-year-old firearms instructor as extremely brave, loyal and conscientious. Last week, following the shooting, Mr. Bunyard severely criticised the Home Office regulations on firearms, which obliged the police to challenge a gunman and give him first shot. Our men haven't got much of a chance, he said.
The actor who played the best-loved loafer in Britain, Stan Ogden of ITV's Coronation Street, has died after a long illness. Bernard Ewins, who was 69, had a stroke earlier this year and had a leg amputated in hospital at Salford in Greater Manchester. He joined the street 21 years ago as the bloated beery window cleaner Stan. The actress who played his scream wife Hilda, Jean Alexander, says she'll miss him more than she can say. The surgeon who carried out the unsuccessful heart transplant on baby Holly Roffey has performed two more operations. The latest patients of Dr. Magdi Yacoub are a boy aged 14 and a 54-year-old man. The boy from Manchester had his operation on Saturday night, and the man, a lecturer from Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire, had his new heart last night. They're both doing well at Harefield Hospital in West London. News just in, talks in Glasgow between British Steel and the Transport Union on their row over the unloading of a coal ship which has sparked the national dock strike has broken up without agreement. A major operation is underway to rescue more than 50 people from a boat that's run aground at the bottom of a 200-foot cliff near the Needles on the Isle of Wight. The Yarmouth rows ran aground in thick fog, which is making the rescue operation difficult. The bank holiday entertainment of millions of television viewers is being disrupted by a strike at Thames Television in London. Screens in the company's transmission area were blacked out today after members of the technicians' union walked out when an employee was suspended for refusing to work a new rostering system. Thames spokesman Donald Cullimore said the whole country will be hit.
The Benny Hill show, the long Good Friday and Elton John in Central Park this evening. That doesn't mean there are blank screens in the other parts of the country as there are in London. It means only that the other parts of the network can't show those programmes. They have to substitute other programmes of their own.
In the Cornhill Test match at Lord's, England are now 336 for 6 in reply to the Sri Lankan total of 491 for 7 declared. Independent Radio News.
You're better off when the music's on. Sunshine Radio, the leader.